Today I would like to discuss Parshas Vayelech. The beginning of the Parsha speaks about how Moshe Rabbeinu gives chizik to Klal Yisrael, that even though I'm leaving you today, I'm going to be nifter, but Hashem will always be with you and you'll always be zeichet to the nisim that we experienced until now. Similarly, he gives chizik to Yehoshua that he should not be miyayish. He had giving him the confidence that he could lead Klal Yisrael and he could bring them into Eretz Yisrael with his potential. Later on in the Pasha, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu that I know that after you will be Nifta, Klal Yisrael will unfortunately go and be Oivir Avodah Zarah. Umitza'uhu ro'ois rabbis v'tzoreis, and they will be found in terrible tzoreis. V'oma bayimahu. And Klal Yisrael will ask themselves, why is this happening? And Klal Yisrael will say, Haloya ki ein alokai bekirbi, it's because the Rabbi Shalom removed himself from within me. Mitzauni haro yiseila, that brought these bad things. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'anoichi hasta aste panai bayimahu. Literally, this means, I will hide my face on that day, al kol haro asha asa, on all the bad that has been done. Kifana el Elohim acherim. And the question, the obvious question is, sounds like from the Torah, that Hashem saying that He will not let us do tshuva. But doesn't it say that we always could do tshuva? And it doesn't continue. And then what will happen? The next pasuk is to write the Shira. What will take place? The Gemara Chulin tells us that Esther Minayim in HaTorah, it's learned from the pasuk of Hasta Aster. Esther is Hasta Aster. What does this mean? Heard from Reuven Feinstein the following pshat. Klal Yisrael, in the time of Tzaris, gets the feelings of Ein Elokai Bekirbi, which means that this is a level of Kfir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer with us means that there's an end to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're supposed to believe that there is no end to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here with us yesterday, today, and will always be with us. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Musar. If you will go with the response of Aki Enol Kai Bekirbi, Anechi Hasta Asta Panai, I want you to realize that I'm here always. I never left. Your problem is that you don't believe in me. You don't believe that I'm here. As soon as you'll change your thinking process and realize that I am here and bring Hashem into your life, that means Hashem brought the Tzaris and Hashem's given us the Tzaris for a purpose, then I will bring you out. I'll bring you the Gula. But as long as you don't, the Chora Api, I will be very angry and I can't forgive you and you're up the creek, you're stuck in your Tzaris. You have to understand that I'm here, I can fix it, but you have to accept this as a fact. In the times of Mordechai and Esther, Mordechai accepted this as a clear fact. Klal Yisrael was in Gullus, Klal Yisrael was in the dark of the dark. He said to Esther, I am positive, and I know for sure that Klal Yisrael will and is going to continue, and Hashem will protect us. You, Esther, have the opportunity now to go into the king and make it work, or it could be someone else, a different shliach. This is the lesson we need to take out, that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Tzaris onto us, Elokai is Bekirbi. The Yetzhara tries to tell us, Ein Elokai Bekirbi. In last week's Pasha, the Al-Sheikh points out, the Pasha says, Ba'amru kol ha-goyim. When the goyim will see the Tzaris that we have, they're going to say, Vayashlichem el Eretz Acheres. The goyim look at it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw us away. When I take a ball and I throw it, I'm here, the ball's there. But the truth is, Hashem's with us. And as Rashi points out, Hashem's with us in the Gullus, and Hashem will take us out of the Gullus, bring us up from Chutz Aretz to Eretz Yisrael. The Ez is Hashem. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.